Welcome to the Black Plant Chick Podcast. I am your Black Plant Mama Jade, and this is another episode of my incredible podcast. But what makes it so incredible this month is that it is March, and we are talking about amazing women because it is National Women's History Month. And so it's only right for me to showcase women within the plant community who are doing some incredible things, who are taking care of their plants, who are running businesses, who are mothers, who are wives, who are just out here doing phenomenal things. And so all month long, I will be talking to women who are just crushing it in the plant community. And so today I'm really excited to be kicking off the first episode of March with a beautiful soul who has an amazing Instagram page. And she's here to tell me all about her business. I'm going to let her introduce herself here in just one second. But you guys, please soak up all this information. Make sure that at the end of this episode, you follow my guest and then hang on, because at the very end of the episode, I have several women who have called in and they will be introducing their businesses to you. So please support them, follow them, buy from their businesses, all of that great stuff. And of course, subscribe to this podcast, leave a review. If you aren't following me on Instagram, shame on you, but you should be following me at the Black Plant Chick Podcast. I'm sorry, Black Plant Chick on Instagram, subscribe to this podcast and all of that good stuff. Now, my guest here is the owner and the creator behind Honey Rose Decor, and she is amazing, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. Welcome to my show, Jody.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jade. It's so nice to be on the show. I'm so excited. I'm so honored. In my very first podcast, I'm so excited. Whoop,
whoop. Yes, we are popping her podcast cherry. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on here and to share all of your knowledge, all of your creativity, because if you guys, well, you will be following her at the end of this episode and you will see what I am talking about, what I'm raving about, because her page is amazing. But Jody, please introduce yourself to my guests. Tell us who you are and a little bit about Honey Rose Decor.
Okay, so my name is Jody. I am working from home like most of you guys right now. Honey Rose is just my little side business that I started, I want to say in the summer of last year, right when things were just kind of getting into that flow of just started working from home and just kind of running out of things to do at home. And I was just like, I need an outlet. And typically I was kind of more on the creative side of life. But then when that work grind hit, it just kind of fell to the wayside. So kind of working from home became like a blessing in disguise, because it was just like, I get to get back into it. And knitting was something I always wanted to get back into. And that was kind of where it started. And I had a lot of plant mama friends before, and I would just see how it just uplifted their home so much. And I was like, I can get into this. And then it just started. And I was like, it went into, how can I incorporate a plant into this thing that I'm trying to design? Can I put a plant on it? That was my staple question. Can I put a plant on it? Where can it go? I want it for, you know, you got a small space. That's okay. I'll make it fit for you. Like, I was just, and it just picked up from there.
Wow. That's incredible. And what I really, so what fascinates me about your page is not just the way that you take the pictures and how you put your plants in there, but it's the things that you create. And so have you always been knitting? Like, how long has that actually been a passion? Because you have dream catchers on you here. You have everything from hanging planters so that you can put your plants in. You have a variety of things that you create. So when did that love actually start?
Knitting, I want to say, started back when I was like 18, and it was just summer, and I was like, I just want to try this out, because I was like, I went into Walmart and I was like, there's books on this, so I can just teach myself. And then I just went down the crafting aisle, grabbed some needles, grabbed some yarn, and it started from there. And then, you know, college school got in the way, and knitting went way to the back. And then I literally picked it back up again when I started up the shop. And I was like, let me just dust off the cobwebs and pick it up again. And just, and this time I went to YouTube University, where I went back to knitting school.
Yes.
And there's no shame in that. And just going on there and seeing what skills you can learn, because they're up there for a reason. And
yes,
if you just tap into that creative side and don't know where to start, YouTube is a great place to start. And a lot of people were like, you know, start your channel and this and that. But I'm like, I don't think I could fit one more thing into my schedule. It's just like,
oh my gosh, I am so happy you said that. Yes, I hear that all the time. People are like, oh my goodness, yes, you should just go on YouTube. I'm like, do you see yes, everything that I'm doing and you want me to go yes, on YouTube?
Right. And it's a job, because it's the editing. It's not just the shooting, you know, the editing and everything. And exactly, I'm like, it's a lot of work. And I have mad props for people who are doing that, you know, a couple days a week. I know it's hard. I have mad respect for them.
Listen,
it's a job. It's a separate job.
It is.
Job.
It's totally a separate job, and I'm, yeah, I can't do that. So yeah. Jody, what came first, your love for plants or your passion to create?
I'd say definitely my passion to create. I got to the point where I was like, I started feeling a little bit like in a rut, and I was just like,
okay,
I'm feeling a little frustrated here. Like there's some buildup and I need to like just let it out. And I knew I had to just like start just trying things with my hands. And I just, you know, it just started up from there. And then I started like doing a lot of, well, not me, but I started getting my husband into like the woodworking side of it. And so he got into like, you know, helping out with my shop too, because a lot of my work is not just knitting. It's also like there's some woodworking stuff in there. Yeah. And he got into it. And now there's a whole little workshop down there where it's like, depending on what order comes in, it depends on what I'm working on at the time. But I'd say definitely the creative side started first.
Okay, cool. So now you mentioned your husband. And one thing that I wanted to make sure that I shine some light on this month is women who are not just plant mamas, business owners, but wives and actual, you know, mothers and stuff like that. So doing this with your husband, what would you say is the biggest lesson that you learned with bringing him into something that was more of your passion than it was necessarily his? What did you learn from that collab?
That's a good question. I would say that he's just been such a big supporter of it that I guess I learned a lot about him in a sense too, where it's like, it doesn't matter what I want to dive into. He's just like, all right, I'm ready. What, you yeah, know, like I want to help, or what do you want to do? Cause you know, the tool side of it isn't really my thing, but I got lucky that he's really into tools. And so it kind of like, it was easy for him to dive in with it, with me. But I would say I learned that like, it's just a lot. If you're with someone who's like, just, you know, is a big encouragement, it really helps with your side passion and your side hustle. Not that they have to help in everything, but even if it's just a little word of encouragement or just like, you know, anything they can add to it, it will always help just you, you know, it will help you just get into your outlet more and tap into that side that you're trying to unlock a little bit more.
I agree 100%. When you have someone who supports what you do, they may not necessarily be passionate about it like you, but they support you 100% and genuinely support you. It definitely motivates you in a way that that just helps tremendously. Like it pushes you to get up in the morning and do things because you know you have that person behind you that if you do need them to help, they'll step in. You know, or when you're feeling down and not really in a mood to sort of work, they're right there behind you because they know that you're passionate about it as well. So they kind of push you to kind of get up and get out of that space. So I agree 200% with that. I know I have someone that's right there by my side who helps me with everything. And in return, I help him. And it just makes a huge difference in how I move in my business. Let me ask you this. Is he a plant lover like you?
No, he makes fun of them. Like, why is this one growing so big? You know, why is it looking a little bit small by some of the roots sometimes when I'm like propagating? And he's like, that's gross. And I'm like, you're weird. It's a plant. he just kind of moves around them. Yeah, he's so weird. he'll just like navigate around them and be like, okay, you just do your thing. But he has picked up some names here and there, and I'm proud of him for that. He will point out a Montero, and I'm like, I'm so proud of you. Like, you know, yes, what you're looking at now.
Yes.
Like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I love that. That's too funny. So what is your favorite part, Jody, about being a plant parent?
I would say just learning as I go, because I wouldn't say like I'm a guru in any kind of way, but they're mm-hmm. like, it's just learning the personality of each one. And I tell people all the time, like, I bring them home and I just let them be in their environment. Mm-hmm. I don't come with the soil and the water right away, just to see right. how they react. Like,
yeah, let them learn adapt. From them. Yeah.
Yeah, are you vibing with the air here? Are you vibing with the, you know, with me? With
that's
the other
huge.
You're right. And then it's just yes. like, okay, I see you kind of unhappy. Let me change your routine or change something up or change the position. And I'm just learning yeah. a lot of it as I go. And I'm not afraid to say, like, you know, some have died on me. That's okay. That's like people give up after the first couple of plans. I'm like, it's okay. It's a learning curve. Go back to some easy ones. It's totally mm-hmm. fine. There's no shame in, you know, having your little easy snake plant there. There, you know, it's okay.
Right. Right.
I tell people, you're the vacation type. Get you a snake plant and a cactus, and you're a plant mama. Okay, that's okay.
Boom. Just like that. And then don't be afraid to buy the exact same plant that you killed and kind yes. of figure out what it was the yes. first time that you did. And try yes. to change some of those steps, because maybe you didn't put it in the right window. Maybe you right. overwatered it the first time. Maybe right. you bought it from a shop that wasn't taking care of their plants. And so you already were doomed.
Right. I for sure gone back to the plant store and picked up a plant that I know I killed. And I'm like, please give me a second chance.
Yes.
Let me
okay.
Treat you differently, you know.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And a mm-hmm. lot of times, like, I like that you said, you know, you give the plant time to sort of adjust to your space. I tell people all the mm-hmm. time that give that plant time to acclimate to your home, because your right. home might be to you the perfect temperature, right? It might feel great to you. You might think you're getting a lot of light, but when that plant comes in, it's a totally different environment, because these plants are coming from plant nurseries where they're getting a lot of sunlight. They're getting all this humidity. They're creating their own natural ecosystems because they're around tons of other plants. And then you bring it into your space and you only got 3 or 4 plants. You kind of got a dark right. little space. You know what I mean? Like, give that plant time to adjust, and it will let you know if this is the right exactly. fit or not.
Right. They have a personality. People think we sound crazy right now, but mm-hmm. they for sure have a personality. They you do. Know, they're a bunch of kids sometimes, and they're yes. just so much fun. They're such yes. a sweet, just therapeutic thing about caring for one and bringing it back from the brink of death, or just watching it thrive. And it's like, yes. we're like, what is this plans? No, yes and no. You know, it's, yes. it's just something therapeutic about it. I don't know what it is, yes. but I'm so
I don't know. Me too. I am too. I think that when it comes to plants and how they heal and how they really come in and change your mood is just so incredible. People think that, how is this plant doing all of that for you? And it's like, it's sometimes it's really hard to explain. Like, I even ask people, what have plants done to you in your life? And sometimes they struggle with that question, because a plant person will understand what they mean, but someone else may not yeah. get what they're saying when they say just being in the space and making sure that it's not dying and making sure that I'm not overwatering. Those plant-like activities alone are healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very, truly incredible.
It's soothing, and it's just calming, and it just brings you out of the hustle or whatever, like, sometimes stress you're going through, or sometimes mm-hmm. you just want to just not dwell on something. They just pull you out of it. And, you know, it's just, especially in today, especially yeah. in the time we're living in right now, there's just so yeah. much more on people's plate, I feel like, and they're just yeah. so cleansing to the soul. And I tell my husband sometimes, I'm like, these plants are the reason that COVID aren't in this house, probably. Like,
listen, okay, Jody, that's okay, a fact.
Pulling it up.
That is a fact, because I have a house full of plants. And when I tell you that, as far as like getting sick, or not even just COVID, but colds and different things like that, like none of that stuff happens here. I have had people come over and they're like, gosh, the air just feels different in your home. I'm like, yes, that's right. Those are my babies. They're purified. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
They're putting in their work. Okay. They don't just take up space. They're doing their job.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Let me ask you this, and this is like totally off what I had for the show, but if you could, in a way, persuade someone to get their first plant, how would you do that? How would you, someone who doesn't have a plant at all, someone that kind of feels like they have a black thumb, what would you tell them to sort of convince them to give it a try?
I'd say, okay, you're kind of timid. You probably killed a few, or maybe you travel a lot and you just don't have time for them. I would say there's some really low maintenance ones that you can start with. So I would say there's literally ones that you can put in a room and forget about it, but it will still uplift you when you come into the room. So it's okay if you don't have the best knowledge about them. There's ones that you can just put in and get a bunch of them, and then before you know it, your corner is the cutest little thing, and you don't have to do really much work. Right. You don't have to be out here just like making it a whole full time job. You don't have to get those really spoiled plants, I call them.
Yes,
that just be the most.
The ones that are going to die on you the next day.
I'm not vibing with you right now. I'm going to die now. It's like, you don't have to put up with those. Or just try to find the one that kind of it fits your personality or your lifestyle. Like I was saying, if you travel a lot, get you a snake plant or a cactus. Just put them in the corner with near a window and you are good. And then you just come back from your trip and you're like, wow, you didn't, you know, you're right in this corner and I didn't need to do much.
You didn't get up and run out of my house.
Right. And that's the best part. People are like, it's the money part. I don't really want to buy it. There's a lot of cheap. And some people even do giveaways. So where there's a way,
And then plants are not really that expensive when you're getting into the more the plants that like are the very popular ones, the ones that you can find everywhere. They're not really that expensive. Like, you can buy a plant for the same amount that you go spend on a McDonald's meal or something, or whatever it is you like to eat fast food wise. Because it's the more rare plants that you get into. Yes, that will take a lot more money. But I've gone to places and I've bought a snake plant, a smaller one, for like $11. So that's not a lot at all. And it's definitely something that I think people can afford. I think that it's important to definitely get a plant that speaks to you. Like you said, something that fits your personality. So if you know that, like you said, if you're busy and you're gone all the time, a snake plant is excellent. Even a pothos, because if you're gone four or 5 days a week, on that fifth day or sixth day, that could be your watering day. You know, keeping that pothos near a nice window could definitely be a good spot for it. And they don't really like to be bothered that much either.
They thrive on neglect. That's what I call my raven ZZ, the pothos, they love some neglect.
Those ZZs. I've kind of experimented with the ZZ and the snake to really see what their neglect level is like for real. It's true, because my ZZ is growing like crazy, and I water sis, I don't even know how often I water her, because it's just like, oh, you're good. But the thing, what I think is important to know about a ZZ or a Sansevieria is that they have rhizomes, which helps in the watering process, because they hold the water in those areas. So when you do water them, they're storing that water, so they can go a lot longer without water because they've stored it already.
Yes. Yes. I just love that they have those surviving, there's survivability tactics. It's just great. And I think it's great that they're, you know, there's a plan for everyone. It'll match your personality. You just gotta, you know, just gotta find it.
I agree. So, Jody, is there anyone in the plant community that inspires you? I'm sure you inspire a lot of people with just the way your page looks. It's so beautiful, you guys. Please go and follow Honey Rose Decor on Instagram. Just that your page is like just a ray of light. It just brightens up the feed when I'm scrolling past, just how white and beautiful it is, and then the splashes of green and the other colors that are put in. But is there anyone that inspires you within the plant community?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, there's so many, and I just want to go through all of them, but I know one of the main ones is Amy. Her name is, her Instagram is pothead8, and she inspired me to get the greenhouse in my bedroom. Never thought I'd see the day, but she is just like, I tell some people sometimes, like, when my coffee isn't kicking in, I go watch her reels, because she's just so full of energy. And she just, I've never seen that before, and she just really inspired me to put that in there. And I think everybody should just throw out their vanity, their dresser, whatever, and get a greenhouse in your bedroom. It will change your life.
That's pothead8 for those who are wanting to check her out. And I agree. She definitely has a beautiful page. Yes. Wow. I'm going to make sure I put that in the show notes so people can follow her as well. Is there anyone else that you want to shout out?
My goodness. I feel like I'm on the spot right now, because there's so many.
There are a lot. This plant community is so massive.
My girl, who's she right here? She goes by Daniela Joy. She is more of the, she also has a YouTube, and she's definitely like just the boho plant girl doing her thing. And that's Daniela with two N's and two L's, Joy. And she's like one of my, you know, one of my biggest cheerleaders on there. We just always shouting out each other and stuff like that. And she's more of a hand, more of the creative than plant type. But I just want to shout out Pure Bliss Home Decor. She was like one of the first people I like collabed with, and just started, she just influenced me to start try my hand on macrame more. She is so skilled with it, and one of the sweetest souls on here.
I'll make sure to include them in the show notes for everybody to follow them. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing them with us, and we'll definitely check them out. And I'm sure everybody who's listening will go and follow them as well. So what would you say has kept you motivated during this pandemic?
I would say definitely my plants. They keep me going. My shop supporters are the sweetest. Like, they just know to come find me. The new and the old ones, and just keeping up with that, because I never thought I would have a little side business going, but here I am. You know, I'm just so proud of where it's how far it's come right now. And it's just finding this little community, and just knowing that there's people out there that are like me, and just, it's so chill. I feel like I found a nice chill corner of Instagram where we're just vibing with our plans. And there's nobody just trying to feel bad for not, you know, the content that you may or may not have, or what you're not doing, or, you know, it's so laid back. Like, it's really hard to be upset when you just vibing with plans. So,
I agree. I agree. I was telling someone the other day, you know, I've been a part of a couple of different communities on Instagram just throughout my time on social media. And this is the first community that I've actually felt welcomed into. A lot of times you feel, like a lot of times you feel like you have to sort of prove who you are to these other communities, and you have to like fight every day to like show that you belong in this space. And so it's incredible to actually be in a space with people who genuinely support you And yes. who, no matter your level of expertise, your level of whatever it is that you're doing, there are people who are still going to be right there rooting you on to succeed. Yes. And so the plant community is by far the best social media community that I've ever been a part of.
Yes. They welcome you with open arms. And also yes. the DIY creative community too. Mm. They're just, especially a lot of Black small shop owners mm-hmm. out there just trying to mm-hmm. make their work and do their thing. And they're just so, just their creativity is just insane.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, I mean, goodness, it's 25 minutes has gone by so fast already. Clearly I told you that we can talk for a long time, but I just wanted to bring you into my space to share you with my audience, to just give you an opportunity to sort of meet some of my listeners and let them meet you. And so I'm sure a lot of them will follow you after this episode. But Jody, please let us know what you have going on, how people can support you, where they can follow you everywhere. Shout out all of that stuff.
Like going on, still just me and my shop hanging out, Honey Rose Decor on Etsy. You can find me there. I'm always trying to find, just I'm constantly putting new stuff up there and taking old stuff out. So if you see something, I'm open to customizations, anything like that, you can just message me. I will answer back real quickly. You can also follow me on my Instagram. That's where I put up my pictures of my new stuff. I'm always open to doing more giveaways, so you can find stuff there too.
Oh, we should do one together.
Yeah. Right? We totally yes. should. I know I have one coming up for Valentine's Day, but by the time y'all hear this, it will be long over. But I am open to more little giveaways.
We can do one. There. We can do one coming up. We can do one when this episode gets ready to come out. So we can do one in March to kind of prepare for this episode. We'll talk about that after when this is over.
Yes, let's do it. And get a plan if you don't have one. Get creative if you've been feeling like it. If you're like, just want to start a little side hustle, don't beat yourself up. Just dive on in. It's okay. You don't need everybody, you don't need an army behind you. You can just do it on your own. I know it's super cliche, but I mean, it's all good.
I agree. I agree 200%. Just go ahead out there, whatever that thing is that you have been holding on to, just go ahead and share it with the world, because like Jody said, the plant community is amazing. The DIY community is amazing. And whatever it is that you want to do, I'm sure there's an amazing community of people out there who are just waiting to support you, or the people that you've been supporting are ready to return that blessing and, and pour into you. So yes, definitely get out there. This is the time. Like I know people say, I know last year when the pandemic hit, a lot of people were like, oh, if you aren't, creating a new business during this time, then you're wasting your time. It's like, shut up, be quiet. Right. Because, yes. Like all of us, this has impacted the world in a way that we were not prepared for.
No.
And, and it's like we all dealt with some mental things during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And some people just can't handle being productive and creative while also dealing with their mental health. Right. So
in their own way, if you don't want to start something that's not your processing, then that's totally fine. And if you do that easy methods, then that's fine too. Like just let people process how they want.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're just now getting into stuff and you're finally getting out of that rut of depression or whatever it is that you were going through last year, don't worry. Mm-hmm. Get out there now. Get out there this summer. Get out there this winter, whatever. But just do it. It doesn't matter. But Jody, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, and happy International Women's Month, International Women's History Month, whatever it is. happy Women's Month. Thank you again. I'm so excited to share you with my listeners. I'm sure they're going to love you and they're going to love your crafts because they are beautiful. You guys, please make sure that you follow her, and I will make sure to include all of your information in the show notes. And like I say at the end of my show, until next time, everyone, love, peace, and propagate.
Hey, it's your Photosynthesis. I'm sort of like your planty godmother, but more like your ratchet sister. On my platforms, the Photosynthesis, that's Photosyntha__sis on TikTok and Instagram, I hope to inspire you to reconnect your melanin with the sun. I share witty plant humor and walk hand in hand with my followers, aka the Black Planter Party, to get through our plant journeys as a family. You can find the links to the Black Planter Party merch and the Photosynthesis soil mixes in my bio at Photosynthesis, PHOTOSYNTHE__sis. I hope to see you under the sun.
Bombada, we take plants and we make formulas for women. We empower women to take control of their sacrum. We offer plant-powered fertility aids and period and menopause symptom relief. It's time for women to enjoy their periods, to reach their fertility goals, and to mature with grace and comfort, all naturally. Visit us at bombada.com. That's VAMVATA.com, and get 10% off your first order when you use coupon code PHASE1. That's PHASEONE. It's time for you to take control of your sacrum.
Hello everyone, my name is Stephanie Campbell and I'm the co-founder of Thank You Tees. Thank You Tees is a t-shirt apparel company that elevates the countless unsung contributions of Black Americans. In American schools, Black history is summarized in a two-part story, the enslavement period and the civil rights movement. Thank You Tees is here to disrupt the traditional channels of learning and fill in the gaps of history. Our tees honor people such as Bayard Rustin, Fannie Lou Hamer, Octavia Butler, and countless others. This is what Thank You Tees is about, sparking conversation and using our tees as a statement piece to educate the masses. Learn more about us at www.thanksardue.com and follow us on Instagram at Thank You Tees. We look forward to working with you and seeing you in a tee.
Fly goods that are wholly inspired by my mama and them. Some of the flyest to ever do it. We also offer personal styling services. Please give us a follow on Instagram and stop by the website, which is Appletree with two T's, chic.com. We got spring jackets dropping, so be sure to check us out.